Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24. How many people died in this?
No less than 12,000.
Four more tactical nuclear weapons were stolen, along with the one that went off. CTU is trying to determine where Fayed was at the time. The worst case scenario is that he is still alive and in possession of the remaining nuclear weapons.
My engineer died in the blast. The device used to reprogram the trigger was destroyed as well. I have four more bombs whose triggers need to be made operational.
You need someone who can replicate what that device did with modern equipment.
MacArthur will find someone for us. Tell the man these bombs will go off today.
Well, he'd overheard some conversations about the bombs. If there is an active cell inside that detention facility, we need Waleed to find out more.
He's wiring you. It's a two-way radio.
Now you're gonna tell me what we found in your wallet. You understand me?
You're gonna say that I asked about this man. You gotta make them believe you're working for them.
What if they find out he's wearing a wire?
The guards inside know what's going on. We'll keep an eye on him.
I sent Fayed to negotiate with an ex-Soviet general about the cache of tactical nuclear weapons.
What was the name of the general?
Dmitry Grudenko.
Assad just gave us the name of a Russian general Fayed contacted a year ago about the nukes.
Grudenko did business with BXJ Technologies, specifically with your father.
My father? I haven't spoken to him for over 9 years.
Well, we'll send someone over to talk to him.
I should do this. He'll talk to me if I go alone.
You'll never guess who just called here.
Who?
Your brother, Jack.
What's he want?
He's looking for the old man.
Damn it, we should have killed Jack when we had the chance instead of handing him over to the Chinese.
Look at the bright side. You got out. You're here. You should just relax a little bit.
Gray, people in this country are dying, and I need some information. Are you going to give it to me, or do I have to start hurting you?
I told you I don't know where Dad is. What do you want from me?
The truth
is the truth. I swear to you, on my family's life.
Not good enough.
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Although the crisis we face today is a grave and dire one, we will rise above it. This great nation of ours has been challenged as never before. This time, against this enemy armed with these weapons, we must rely on the strength and faith of every single American. And that faith is unshakable. We must rise above our fears, above our bigotries, and stand our ground. Our goal is the defeat of the enemy and the preservation of our values. Now, we've achieved that goal in the past, and so we shall again. Thank you.
I wish he had not said that.
Sir?
Made a promise he can't keep. The American people have got to get used to the fact these new security measures are a way of life. They're not some temporary band-aid.
Now you're making policy unilaterally, Tom.
Tom Lennox pulls an exasperated face.
The president was absolutely clear about your proposals.
I'm sorry, what is this about, Karen?
National Guard supplanting police in major cities, expanding detentions based on soft intel. You authorized these without presidential consent.
Now, how many times do you think we are going to be going over this? I am taking preparatory steps to allow the president to act swiftly, should he decide to act at all. Nobody is authorizing anything.
That's what you said about the detention facilities, and yet those preparatory measures turned into an illegal paramilitary operation.
Well, however you may choose to characterize it, the president agreed to all of
That's
these actions.
That's distorted the facts. What is it, Tom? Is it that you think I'm some bleeding heart liberal preaching civil liberties? Is that it?
I'll tell you what I think. The Constitution is a wonderful thing, Karen, but back in the days of the Founding Fathers, the weapon at hand was a single-shot musket. It took a half a minute to load and fire. Fayed just killed 12,000 people in less time without even taking aim. I love the Constitution, but I won't be ducking behind it when the next nuke goes off.
I'm a realist too, Tom, and I am willing to do what it takes to protect this country.
No, you are not.
But I am looking a little further down the road. These warrantless arrests and detention centers will cause irreparable damage to this country.
Hey, you know something? Why don't you just hop a shuttle over to Justice Department?
You
don't belong in national security.
To advance a very dangerous agenda, Tom, and take advantage of presidential power.
You know something?
And I will not let you do it. And if you think that you are going to wear me down, you are sadly mistaken.
Actually, you're wearing me down.
Tom leaves. Karen stands looking after him grimly.
No, that's right. You won't make the same mistake again because you're going to give the file to Sharon and she's going to handle it from there. No, get it done.
I need Karen Hayes to go away.
I'm putting the last times
in that. I need this
right
now. I need the president to sign off on my proposals. She has gone from being an irritant to an obstacle.
And she will be gone soon, sir, I promise. I'm just waiting to hear back from a few more people, then you can approach her.
This work you're doing for me, it doesn't go unnoticed.
Thank you, sir.
The clean-cut young man watches intently as Tom walks off. Nadia works at CTU.
Mr. Buchanan.
Yes.
Are you aware of the internal security mandate that's just been issued?
I haven't looked at the hourlies yet. What's going on?
Anyone identified with a Middle Eastern background is required to put a redundancy layer on all their logins.
I see.
Look, normally I'm not sensitive to this kind of thing. You know that. But this is not the time to be racially profiling people who have grade 4 security clearance.
I agree. I'm not going to argue with you.
So you give me an exemption.
I'll take this issue to the Attorney General, but it's not going to happen right away.
Well, how am I supposed to work with one hand tied behind my back?
Listen, you and I both knew when I hired you that a Muslim working counterterror in the United States was going to have to put up with some unfair measures. This is one of them.
I know, but today of all days...
Especially today, I need you to stay focused on the big picture. When this is behind us, I will take this issue to the Attorney General, I promise you. You heard from Jack yet?
Not since he went to go see his brother. You want me to try and reach him?
No, he'll call us when he has something.
Nadi's expression remains clouded. Jack removes the plastic bag from his brother's head.
You lie to me again, the bag goes back on. Do you understand me? Start talking, Gray.
Dad didn't want anyone to know where he went.
He didn't even leave a number in case of an emergency.
Oh, you can't reach him, Jack. After the bomb was detonated, he told me he was cutting himself off.
Graham weeps and sweats.
I don't believe you. I think he told you where he was going.
No, it's true.
Fine.
I don't know. All right. He went to see a guy who works for us. His name's Darren McCarthy.
Why?
It was my fault. I made a mess. Dad's trying to clean it up.
What do you mean?
You were right, it's about the nukes. The connection you found between Dad and Gradenko had to do with a contract that was awarded to us.
Through the company?
Yeah, it all went through BSJ.
What did an ex-Russian general have to do with the contract?
It was his job to release the old nukes into the U.S. for decommissioning. BSJ was hired to dismantle some of the smaller bombs and to recycle their cores into energy production. We do it all the time.
What happened?
I hired McCarthy to oversee the job, but I didn't check him out carefully enough.
So basically, he came in with the lowest bid, and you just hired him.
My head was into other things at the time. He came in with good references. I saw no reason to get all anal about it.
So the nukes that these terrorists are in possession of, including the one that was just detonated in Valencia, were supplied by McCarthy and stolen from you.
Yes, in a nutshell, that's it.
Sam told me Dad left yesterday, which means that you and he knew about this before today, and you didn't report it.
We didn't report it because we thought that we could take care of it more efficiently.
Damn it, Gray! Do you know how many people have died because you're trying to cover your ass?
I had no idea that this was going to happen. Besides, what Dad and I are doing to stop this is more effective than what you and your people are going to do.
What exactly are you doing?
Dad put together a security team, and he went out to look for McCarthy.
Where?
He was staking out McCarthy's office. He checked in about an hour ago.
Where is this office?
He's in Simi.
Jack cuts Graham's bonds.
We're going.
Not leaving my family, Jack. Not today.
Oh, yes, you are.
Graham glowers. Jack unbolts the door.
Get up!
11:09. Graham shakes life back into his hands and then gets up resentfully and pulls on his jacket.
The wind should continue to push the mushroom cloud away from Los Angeles County.
As this Graham, the cloud is moving, where are you going?
Jack and I have to go find Dad.
What do you mean, find him?
No, he's not reachable right now. We have to go out and pick him up. I want you to stay here, all right? You stay with Josh. Don't either of you go outside the house. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Jack and Graham's wife, Marilyn, exchange a troubled look. Jack goes out after Graham, leaving her deeply concerned.
What's the address? McCarthy's office is up at 23, 5137 Folsom Avenue. Who are you calling?
CTO O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Jack. Let me speak to Bill.
He's being briefed on Fayed.
Have you picked up any creds?
Not yet.
I've got one. I want you to send two field units to 5137 Olson Avenue in Simi Valley. It should be off at 23. I want them to wait for me there. Get Bill to call me back as soon as he's out of the briefing.
Okay, well.
So that's it, Jack. Now you're just going to sell out Dad and me.
Get in the car.
Graham looks contemptuously at Jack. 11:11. End of part one. Part 2, 11:15.
We've been monitoring ground movement ever since the bomb went off. We've locked down streets, we're doing vehicle searches. So far, nothing. No sign of Fayed.
Which means he could still be hunkered down within the perimeter. What are we doing about that, Milo?
We've got nest teams in the area now. They're going street by street.
That'll take hours.
Yeah, Morris, it's all going to take time. If we could do it quicker, we would.
We can use the direction of the fallout to our advantage. If Fayed is still in the perimeter, they'll be moving in the opposite direction.
And he'll have to be monitoring the fallout.
Which means he's got technology in the on position.
Let's use radio frequency satellites, see what we can come up with.
Good. Get on it.
Mr. Buchanan, Jack just called in. He's following some kind of lead in Simi Valley. He wants you to call him right away.
Anything else?
Nothing. He asked me to send two teams to meet him.
Any leads on finding Grudenko?
Not yet. The CIA is trying to track him down in Moscow.
Okay, thank you.
11:16. Jack powers his black SUV around a corner.
If you give CTU McCarthy's name, they will eventually come after the family.
That is not necessarily true. CTU is interested in finding these bombs, not networking a series of indictments.
Will you not be so simple-minded for once in your life? CTU, like every other federal organization, is made up of human beings with ambition. When the dust settles, they will start digging deeper. You can count on it.
Well, unfortunately for you, Gray, right now you're going to have to trust me.
Trust you? After what you did to me at the house, all I trust in is your sadistic tendencies.
This is Bauer.
What'd you find out?
Bill, I want you to run a locator check on a Darren McCarthy.
Who is he?
He was an independent munitions contractor. He worked for BXJ Technologies.
How does McCarthy figure into all this?
My father's company hired him to decommission the nukes. I believe he brokered them to Fayed.
So except for McCarthy, your father's company had nothing to do with Fayed?
I don't know if BXJ's involvement yet.
All right, we're on it. Where are you?
I'm heading to McCarthy's office in Simi Valley. I don't think he's there, but I might be able to get something off his computer.
We have teams standing by. Let me know.
Copy that.
You know, if you're doing this to come after me, eventually Dad will get caught in the middle. Or maybe you want them. Maybe you want Dad to go to prison, too. Boy, Jack, it's good to see your loyalty still with your family.
If I were you, I wouldn't talk about loyalty.
McCarthy drives.
I know it's not easy. That's why they're willing to pay $7 million cash. What about Taylor Pascal? Why can't he do it?
He's a theoretical physicist. He doesn't have enough practical background to reprogram a nuclear trigger.
Who does?
I'm still looking.
Fayed needs someone now. Get me a name, damn it!
Where are we going now?
What do you care where we're going?
Darren, I don't feel safe in this city.
I was here when you mentioned that earlier.
Okay. It seems to me like whatever this is you're trying to do is a long shot. You're just going to waste all this time and it's going to be harder to get away.
McCarthy swerves to a halt.
Get out!
What?
Your negativity is not what I need right now. I need less stress, not more.
How sure a thing. 7 million.
Now that's the type of question that I love hearing from you.
Yeah.
Have you found an engineer?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Give me a break, Fayyad. This is not some easy one-stop shopping.
You said within the hour.
I know what I said. It's just taking longer. I told you I'd find someone. No, I will.
McCarthy's girlfriend gives him a smouldering look. He drives off. Sandra Palmer to the blonde FBI agent.
It's the last of the group.
So what do you do with them now?
Patch the images over to CTU. They can cross them with international watch lists.
Didn't you already vet these people?
CTU has more resources. They can go deeper, find the connection to Fayyad.
At CTU, Milo has a picture on his screen of Haydar and Salim's terrorist cell at the detention center. 11:19.
Samuel's just sent us images of the men Waleed is undercover with.
Excellent. Send them to my system. When Nadia gets me the manifests, I'll cross them against all of our watch lists.
Wait, Nadia didn't get the manifest yet?
No.
Why not?
I haven't a clue, mate.
Milo crosses to Nadia's desk.
Hey, you were supposed to send the manifest from the detention facility over to Khan. Why don't we have it yet?
Yeah, I'm backed up.
Well, why are you backed up?
Milo, I'm doing the best that I can here. You got a problem with it? Take it somewhere else.
Hey, I'm just trying to understand what the problem is. The detention facility is one of the only live leads we have.
Go ask Buchanan.
Milo walks away. Bill talks on the phone.
We've got a support team in place. If Jack needs more backup, he'll let you know. Yeah. What is it, Milo?
Nadia. She's falling behind on her tasks. What's going on with her?
Nothing. Partition her workload and hand some of it out to another analyst.
You've only got her working on one process.
She's doing some things for me directly, Milo. Just do it, please.
Mr. Buchanan, with all due respect, is there something going on here you don't want me to know about?
Yes, there is, Milo. Either give Nadia enough time to finish the work or give the work to somebody else.
Sir, I'm the technical leader on the floor. If you want me to do my job effectively, I need to know what's happening.
Because Nadia's of Middle Eastern descent, she's been flagged by Homeland Security.
That's ridiculous. She's lived in this country since she was 2 years old. She's a registered Republican, for crying out.
You're wasting your breath, Milo. There's nothing I can do about this right now. Let it go, will you please?
No, sir, I don't see how we can just let it go. Aren't we trying to find 4 suitcase nukes that might still be in this city?
Milo?
I need everyone on the floor working at full speed.
I understand that, Milo. Now get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Bill dials out on his phone. Karen Hayes picks up.
Yeah, hi.
Have you heard about this latest mandate from Homeland Security?
No, why? What is it?
They're racially profiling our own agents.
What?
It just came down from the White House. The problem is one of my best people is hamstrung. She has to work twice as hard to get through these security measures.
They're not security measures, Bill. They're the paranoid delusions of Tom Lennox.
Is there anything you can do?
I can talk to the president.
Thank you.
Al-Razani stands with Salim and Haydar.
He went off in Valencia over an hour ago.
How many were killed?
We don't know yet.
They say there are 4 more visitors.
4 more visitors, what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
But you think it may have something to do with what happened in Valencia? How did you get the information?
Why are you asking so many questions?
Whatever happens out
there affects us in here. We need to share everything we know.
The group eye Al-Razani warily.
Haydar's been in contact.
How?
He smuggled in a cell phone.
How did you do that?
Cell phone? How did he get a cell phone in there?
These facilities were put up quickly. The security's still pretty porous.
Then you need to get this man's phone and find out who he's talking to.
If Waleed can get the phone, I can trace any call that's been made from it. If I can get a live conversation, that's worth more than a list of phone numbers.
Fine, then after that, get Waleed out of there.
No, they're talking to him now. That's a big get. We have to keep listening in on whatever they say. This is Agent Samuels. I'm going to need to get into a cell tower. Grid location 15, 27.
Tom Lennox walks grim-faced through the White House bunker. The clean young man brings him a paper.
It's done.
All these people will come forward if we need them to testify.
Yes, I put the screws to every one of them myself. They're all yours.
Okay. Tom walks off purposefully.
Well, Karen, I need to talk to you.
Just a minute.
Now would be better.
Have us sign them and send them out.
This just simply isn't working for me. I can't have you stand in my way anymore.
What?
I need the president's undivided attention, and you, frankly, are dividing it.
Well, I'm not going to stop doing my job, Tom, just because it irritates you. I thought I made that perfectly clear.
Yeah, I'd like you to tender your resignation, Karen.
My resignation? What are you smoking?
No. I'm here to blow away all the smoke. I want to talk about your husband's incompetence and you're covering it up.
I don't like this conversation. What are you talking about?
14 months ago, we had Ibu Fayyad in CTU custody in Seattle, and Bill Buchanan signed off on his release.
I don't believe this. The case that you're referring to, if I remember correctly, involved over 20 detainees. Not prisoners, Tom. Detainees. And at the time, there was not enough evidence to hold them.
Yeah, it's just a little grayer than that now, isn't it? What you're saying is true. How come that incident wound up blue-coated at Homeland in a dead-end file? Got Peter Iannone here, Kurt Wegg, Myra Mock. They were all in the pipeline, all ready to testify that you sequestered that file to protect your husband.
I did nothing illegal or incorrect. Every single one of those detainees were cleared of any conspiracy charges.
Nevertheless, one of these detainees detonated a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles. You think your husband could survive that story? You, for that matter.
Do you want to get in the ring with me, Tom? You've got skeletons in your closet, and I will not hesitate to pull them out.
We've all got our skeletons, Karen. It's proof we don't all have. I've got mine. How long before you get yours?
You're a son of a bitch.
I never claimed otherwise. Look, I am not out to hurt you or your husband personally. I just need room to work. Your resignation within the hour.
Karen boils. Tom walks away with his clean-cut aide, turning to glance back at her. <coughs> 11:26, end of part two. Part three, 11:31. Morris works at his screen.
Can we go a little slower? There's no rush.
Morris, I'm going as fast as I can. Why don't you just go back to your station? I'll send it over as soon as I'm ready.
No. I'm curious as to why it's taking you 5 minutes to do something that should take 10 seconds.
Because I borrowed two of her processors to run a batch job. She's running on 20%.
Oh, yeah? And why didn't somebody tell me this?
I just did.
Fine. But don't keep any secrets from me, darling. We're on the same side.
Why'd you lie for me?
I talked to Buchanan.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
Sure.
Milo glances at her significantly and then at her computer. He turns to it and begins pressing keys.
What are you doing?
I'm logging you in under my user ID.
That's illegal.
Well, you didn't do it. I did. Hey, you should be fine.
Nadia returns to work. At the White House bunker, Karen Hayes walks up a corridor.
Speed things up. I believe they're at site R.
Excuse me, Mr. President. I need to speak with you.
Karen, I'm a little squeezed for time right now. Can we talk later?
No, sir, we can't.
Okay. Thank you.
The presidential secretary leaves as Karen enters. She waits for the door to close and then moves to stand gravely in front of Palmer.
Mr. President, I am tendering my resignation, effective immediately.
What's going on, Karen?
It's a personal matter, sir.
Is there something wrong with you or Bill?
No, we're fine. I cannot elaborate.
I've noticed that you and Tom have been locking horns these past few weeks. Is that what this is about?
Sir, I would rather not, sir.
Karen, that is unacceptable.
Mr. President, this
is... I need different points of view. Now, I understand it's difficult to sit in a room with someone who opposes you constantly, but that is part of your job, and I have never seen anyone handle it better than you. Now, I am sorry, Karen, but I cannot accept your resignation. Not now. Not today.
No disrespect, sir, but you're going to have to. Mr. President, I'm here to tell you that the past few weeks have been some of the most difficult weeks that I have ever seen a president face, and I am truly honored to serve under you here in Washington. And I appreciate that you value my advice, but, sir, the truth is, you have been your own best counselor. You know what to do, sir. And I have no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that you will continue to rise to this challenge.
Karen gazes intently at Palmer, who finally looks down.
Is there anything I can do to change your mind?
No, sir, there is not. I would appreciate it, however, if you would reassign me to L.A. CTU, I feel I will serve best there.
I'll approve you for military transport west, then.
Thank you, sir.
Karen turns to leave.
Mr. President, I'm sorry.
So am I.
President Palmer watches her go, and then, clearly distressed, turns to lean on his desk and places a hand to his forehead. Karen walks along a corridor, making a call. She collides with Tom's aide.
Oh, excuse me, Karen. I'm so sorry. Oh, actually, Karen, I'm glad I caught you. I've got a State Department white paper I was hoping you could look over and then take to the president.
No, you'll have to give it to Tom.
Well, I thought you handled that.
Give it to Tom. Excuse me.
She walks away, her face registering desperate disgust. The aide's eyes narrow almost as if in a smirk. He pulls out his mobile. Tom answers.
Yes.
Karen Hayes is out.
Thank you.
Tom permits himself a self-satisfied raised eyebrow and then matter-of-factly continues sorting paperwork. 11:40. Jack frog-marches Graham as he talks on the phone.
The last one is a black Kia. California license plate, Niner, Yankee, Sierra, uniform 108.
That one's not registered to McCarthy either.
Okay, I want you to cross-reference the names of the registered owners, see if any of them correlate.
What do you want me to do with the backup teams?
Where are they?
They're holding a two-block radius.
Send one of them over to the parking lot here. Tell the other to stand by. I'll get back to you. Where's McCarthy's office? What floor?
Second floor.
Let's go.
Jack ushers Graham into the building. Al Razani wanders through the detention center compound. He eyes Haydar, who breaks away from his knot of conspirators. Al Razani watches and follows at a discreet distance as Haydar finds a corner and pulls out his illicit mobile. Al Razani looks around and then moves towards Haydar, who folds up his phone and walks back towards the group. Al Razani stages a stumble.
You all right?
Yes. I'm fine, thank you.
Haydar helps him up and then walks away.
All right, I've got the phone.
Good. I'm going to give you a number to dial, then CTU will be able to access the phone's records. After dialing the number, hit the star button twice. The number is 310 310-597-3781. Again, the number, 310-597-3781. Once we get everything off the SIM, I'll let you know. You can put the phone back.
All right, but hurry. It won't be long before he discovers he's missing.
He got the phone. There's nothing else he can do.
Well, let's just see what we get.
CTO O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Agent Samuels. We've got the phone. I'm piping up extreme to you now. Work up every number you get.
All right, it's coming through.
What's it look like?
This data's encoded. It looks like there's over 120 numbers or so. I can't tell if they're recently dialed or stored. I'll untangle it and get back to you in a few minutes.
But you got everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, Waleed did a great job of getting that phone.
Then please let him go before he gets hurt.
I'm going to tell you one last time, Miss Palmer. These men know something about the bombs that we don't. Waleed has earned their trust. That's a situation that we've lucked into, and we will not terminate it as long as he can continue to harvest information. All right, Waleed, you can put the phone back.
Okay.
Waleed folds up the phone. He casts a nervous glance towards the group and begins to stroll across towards them. Sandra looks at the CCTV in a ferment of nerves. Waleed continues his agonized walk. He draws level with the group. Salim greets him.
Waleed.
Chloe works at CTU. Her screen shows scrolls of what look like Arabic characters. A skull-like image flashes up, and a smaller window opens. She picks up her phone. Samuels answers.
Yeah, Chloe.
I don't think these guys you're tracking are connected to anyone.
What are you talking about? They knew about the other four bombs.
They found out from a webpage.
What?
The cell phone had a browser on it. The cache had a webpage. It wasn't public, but they could have connected in.
Was the website password protected?
No, these pages come and go, but a lot of people know about them. These guys aren't terrorists. They're just spectators.
Why didn't they report the website?
Because you have them locked up for having terrorist links. Why would they give you information that, in your eyes, would incriminate them even further?
All right, thanks, Chloe.
I'm getting Waleed the hell out of here.
This is Agent Samuels. Notify the guards. We are taking Waleed Al-Razani out.
Haydar is feeling his pockets.
I was at home with my wife and my children, and they barged right in and they grabbed me. No search warrant, nothing. They say this country is about freedom. This is not freedom.
My phone. It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
She said it over there. You took it?
No, I did not take your phone.
Yes, he did. I was walking back. He fell in front of me. Search him!
No! Wait for me!
They grab Waleed. Sandra approaches.
Open the gate.
Can't do that, ma'am.
I need to get in there right now.
What you doing?
You spied on us? You're worse than they are!
Son of a bitch! Let
us in.
Waleed is being lethally beaten.
Get on the ground!
Sandra and Samuels, having entered the compound, run to where the mob is being pulled away from Waleed.
Waleed! Waleed! No, you're not.
I need
a
medical
hurt.
Team on site now. I've got a civilian down.
Okay. 11:47, end of part three. Part 4. Chloe at her desk picks up the phone.
CTU O'Brien.
Chloe, we're here. The parking lot's almost empty.
Yeah, the building's been evacuated because of the bomb.
Is Jack when he's in there?
No, hold your positions. Keep an eye on all the exits and entrances and wait for my call.
All right, standing by.
The TAC team does as Chloe instructs. Inside the building, Jack works to short-circuit an electronic door lock. He pushes Graham inside.
Which one's his office?
Last door on the right.
Jack looks all around as he walks. Nearing the door, he pulls out his gun. He and Graham enter the empty office.
Let's go.
Jack pushes open an inner door.
Take a seat.
Graham complies as Jack glances out of the window and then bends over the computer terminal on the desk.
What are you doing?
Looking for anything in McCarthy's system that connects onto BXJ or the nukes. What's that?
That's McCarthy's employment contract with BXJ. Whoa, what happened there?
Some kind of electronic shredding trail. Look at the time code. 10 minutes after the bomb went off, McCarthy started deleting files. Get up. Now.
Come on, Jack.
Don't make a noise.
Having heard a noise from the door, Jack gets up and cuffs Graham to some shelves. Jack pulls his gun and goes cautiously to investigate. Graham frets but cannot move. Jack moves warily through the outer office. Hearing a sound, he passes into a darkened side room. He moves through a forest of metal shelving. He overpowers one man, but another knocks him down and prepares to shoot him.
Stop.
You know him?
Yeah. He's my son. I'm surprised to see you here, Jack. We all feared the worst.
Give me my gun back.
Philip Bauer okays this.
What are you doing here, Jack?
I'm working with CTU. We're looking for Darren McCarthy.
McCarthy's not here.
I know what you're trying to cover up. Dad Gray already told me.
Did he? And where is he?
McCarthy's office.
There's nothing there, Jack. Believe me. Get Graham in here.
Wait. You'll need these. I didn't trust him not to run.
11:55.
I'm doing everything I can to find McCarthy.
What in the hell are you thinking? Trying to do this on your own?
I only learned about it yesterday, when Graham told me about the diverted weapons.
The second you knew the bombs were missing, why didn't you call the authorities?
He told me that the bombs couldn't be detonated. The triggers were deactivated.
He was wrong.
Evidently. Look, Jack, I'm just trying to keep my son out of prison.
Dad, where is McCarthy?
I don't know. When I do, we can pick him up together.
That's not what he wants, Dad. He wants us both in prison.
What I want is to find the nukes. If you're held accountable for what you've done, that's the bed you've made.
You hear that, Dad? You hear that, family love? We'd be better off if he was still rotting away in a Chinese jail.
Who are you calling?
CTU.
Jack, look, work with me. I'll tell you what I know, but for now, keep Graham out of it. We're talking about prison, Jack. He's your brother.
Graham knew what he was doing was wrong. He was responsible for those nukes. He should have been more careful. And the second he knew they were stolen, he should have reported it.
Well, you always do what you should, right, Jack? How about when Dad needed you and you disappeared?
Come on, Jack. Give us a chance to clean this up.
there, there are four more bombs out there. I will not be responsible for thousands and thousands of lives just to try and protect this family.
Wrong. Protecting family is everything, and I think your dead wife would agree.
Jack!
Jack has Graham in a lock.
All right. Let's do it your way.
No, Dad.
No, he's right. Call CTU.
I don't think so.
Hey, what are you doing? Put the gun away. You work for me.
No, Dad, he doesn't.
Graham is now in control.
This is insane.
You don't think I'd let you run loose without keeping an eye on you, do you?
Tell him to put the guns away.
Shut up, Dad. Well, I'm glad we can all finally put our cards on the table. Family. Let's go.
Graham leads the way out, his henchmen keeping Jack in their sights. In a hotel in the site of the nuclear plume, McCarthy talks on the phone.
Yeah, talk to me.
I found someone for Fayed.
Yeah, so?
He's got the technical background to reprogram the trigger. You'll probably have to force him to do it.
And he hasn't left town?
No, he's here.
Okay, text me everything you got on him.
They're looking for you at your place. What makes you think they can't find you here?
A, because I'm not that stupid, and B, because we're not going to be here long enough for anyone to know.
I really hope you know what you're doing, Darren.
Always. When I'm done with this deal, I may just buy you a small country.
As long as it's not Palm Springs.
McCarthy smiles. One of Graham's hitmen walks along a corridor and into a reception area where Graham and two other guards hold Jack at gunpoint.
Everything's been handled. We're clear to go.
Good. Let's move.
Graham heads out. Jack and his father are made to follow. Waleed is stretchered out of the detention facility. Karen Hayes walks with dignified sadness. McCarthy works at his computer. Graham and his prisoners emerge from McCarthy's offices. They see the murdered TAC team.
Good God. What have you done?
Jack forced my hand. Call me when it's over.
Jack and his father are made to get into a van. Graham speeds off in a large black SUV. In the rear of the van, Jack and his father are made to sit and are secured with cuffs and chains whilst held at gunpoint. The pair exchange a rueful look. Noon, the end.
Next Sunday at 10 after 24, the brand new series of Lost returns. And the last time we saw him, Jack had the upper hand. Multi-start options are also available via the red button. Next tonight, though, Ross Kemp proves he's hard enough with a trip to the USA to meet the gangs of St. Louis.